Using reference playlists by subgenre, intermediate, drama and bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's talk about one of the fastest ways to level up your drama and bass productions without guessing for hours: reference playlists, organized by subgenre and actually wired into your Ableton workflow. Most people hear reference track and think it's only about copying a mix, like how loud is the kick or how bright is the master. That's useful, but in drum and bass, references are way bigger than that. They're your shortcut to the subgenre DNA, because the difference between a roller, a dance-floor tune, a neuro track, and a liquid track is not subtle. It's the density, the drum programming, the bass movement, the pacing, the space, the transient behavior, even the way loudness is perceived. And the main goal today is this: you should be able to stop mid-project and answer, honestly, what subgenre am I making and does it behave like one? Here's what we're going to build. First, a reference library organized by DNB subgenre. Second, a reference player track inside Ableton that makes A&B checks quick and painless. Third, a reusable subgenre checklist so you always know what to listen for. And fourth, a reference moment map, basically timestamp notes that show you how real tracks handle intros, drops, breakdowns, and energy pacing. Let's start outside Ableton. Building the playlists. Open whatever you use to listen to music. Streaming app, local library, doesn't matter for the organization stage. And you're going to create separate playlists for each subgenre you actually produce or want to learn. Keep them small and ruthless. 10 to 20 tracks per subgenre. This is important. Do not mix subgenres in one list just because you like the tunes. Your brain needs a clear target. If you throw Liquid and Neuro into one playlist, you'll make a track that starts as one thing and drifts into another. It happens constantly. A practical set of categories looks like this: rolling or minimal or techie, jungle, the break-led stuff, neuro or heavy, dance-floor, liquid, and jump up if it's relevant to your goals. Now, quick coaching note: once you get comfortable, you can split these into micro-buckets. For example, liquid warm and retro versus liquid modern and crisp, or neuro rollers versus neuro halftime drops. Because two tracks can both be neuro, but they might be designed for totally different DJ contexts, this split saves you from referencing the wrong standard. Next, pick three anchor references per subgenre. For each playlist, choose three tracks that are like pillars. One is your drum anchor, the groove, the snare placement, the hat intensity, the transient feel. One is your bass anchor, the tone, the movement, how much the sub does versus the mids. And one is your arrangement anchor, how the energy evolves over time. Then write a one-liner for each anchor. Literally one sentence. Something like, roller drum anchor, tight two-step, short hats, snare clean and consistent. Or neuro bass anchor, constant mid-bass automation every couple bars, sub stays controlled and mono. Or dance-floor arrangement anchor, obvious impact moments, fills before drops, hook stays readable. That one-liner is how you avoid the classic trap, referencing 12 songs and learning nothing. Now let's bring references into Ableton cleanly. Best practice: use local audio files you legally own. WAV, AIFF, MP3, whatever works. The point is stability. Streaming links break, and you don't want your reference to disappear mid-project. In Ableton, create a new audio track and name it something like REF subgenre. Today's subgenre goes in there. If you're writing a roller today, you drag in two or three roller references. Don't overload it. You want quick decisions, not a listening session. Now, the key setting. Turn warp off for reference tracks most of the time. Click the clip, find warp, and disable it. Why? Because warping can time stretch and change transients. In DNB, transients are basically the whole game. If you warp your reference and the snare changes shape, you'll chase the wrong target. Set your project tempo to your production target, like 174 BPM. If you truly need alignment to bar lines, do it sparingly. Turn warp on, use beats mode, preserve transients, and set 1.1.1 at the first downbeat. But treat that like a special move, not the default. Now we build the fast A&B setup. The reference bus. Create another audio track and name it REF bus. Route the reference track into it. The goal here is simple: a dedicated lane where you can level match and monitor your reference without messing your mix. On ref bus, add a utility device first. This is where you gain match. Start around -6 dB and adjust. The real rule is, the reference should feel similar in loudness to your work in progress. If the reference is louder, it will win every time, and you'll think your mix is worse than it is. Also on utility, you've got a mono button. Use it. In drum and bass, mono checks are not optional, especially for bass. Then add EQ8, but only for monitoring. Optional gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz if your room exaggerates sub. This is not you mixing the reference. This is you preventing your listening environment from lying to you. Add spectrums so you can visually cross-check. Don't mix with your eyes, but spectrum is great for confirming things like, is my low end clearly heavier than the reference, or am I blasting 10K on hats compared to my anchors? Optional. A limiter only is ear protection. Not to make it louder, not to make it compete, just safety. Now you need an A and B toggle. If you're comfortable building racks, you can create an audio effect rack on the master with two chains, one chain for your mix, one chain for the reference, and map chain activators to a single macro so you can flip instantly. If that sounds like a hassle, keep it simple. Map a key or MIDI button to solo the reference track, and another to solo your mix group like your drum bus or your full instrumental. The important part is instant switching. Now a coaching point that changes everything. Treat references like calibration, not inspiration. At the start of a session, do a 60 to 90 second listen to calibrate your ears. Set your internal expectations for brightness, loudness, and drum impact. Then work for 20 to 40 minutes without checking. If you reference every 2 minutes, you'll start chasing ghosts instead of committing to decisions. Next up, the reference moment map. This is your arrangement cheat code. Pick one anchor track, usually your arrangement anchor, and write timestamps for the main moments. Intro, pre-drop, drop 1, variation, breakdown, drop 2. Then in Ableton, add locators across your arrangement view matching those moments. Name them clearly. Intro DJ, pre, drop A, a variation, break, drop B. Now you're not staring at an empty timeline wondering what happens next. You're producing with a map. You can also create a notes track inside your Ableton set. Make a MIDI track called Notes REF. Create an empty MIDI clip that spans the whole song. Then use clip notes or rename sections with short reminders. Stuff like snare needs more bite 6 to 10k or sub too long, shorten tail or hat width too wide in mono. This is huge because it keeps decisions attached to the timeline, not your memory. Now let's talk about what to listen for, subgenre by subgenre. Because referencing is not just listening. It's listening with a checklist. For rolling, minimal, techie. Focus on the kick-snare relationship. Snares are clean and consistent. Kicks are short and punchy. Hats are tight, controlled, often syncopated. Bass is usually stable in the sub with subtle movement in the mid-bass. Arrangement tends to be hypnotic with small edits every 8 to 16 bars. Ableton tools that match this mindset. Drum bus on your drum group for punch and subtle drive. Saturator on bass mids with soft clip. Auto filter for tiny motion on hats or room layers. The vibe is controlled, not chaotic. For jungle, the breaks are the hook. Transient detail, edits, chops. Sub is usually simpler and supportive. Effects like rewinds, tape stops, dub echoes show up more often. Ableton tools, beat repeat for quick edits at eighths or sixteenths with chance automation. Redux lightly for grit. Echo for dub throws, quarter or dotted eighth for neuro or heavy. Drums need to punch through dense bass. Snare cracks without harshness. Bass is layered, sub, mid, high, with constant automation, often call and response. Stereo is controlled, mono lows, wider upper mids. Ableton tools, multiband dynamics gently in an OTT style approach on mid bass groups. EQ8 in mid side mode to keep the sub mono. Limiter only is safety while sound designing. For dance floor, hook clarity is everything. Leads or vocals are front and center. Drums are brighter, bigger claps or layered snares. Drops have obvious impact moments. Fills, uplifters. Ableton tools. Glue compressor on the drum bus. 2:1. Slow attack, auto release. Short plate reverb on a snare layer. Utility width automation for drop impact. Now here's a higher level referencing skill. Listen for density zones, not just tone. Ask yourself, is the reference sub-heavy but mid-light, like many rollers? Is it mid-forward with controlled sub, like a lot of dancefloor? Or is it hyper-detailed in the mids with strict low mono, like neuro? If your track is living in the wrong density zone, it'll feel like the wrong subgenre even if your samples are correct. Also use two loudness perspectives. First, perceived loudness when game matched with utility. Second, transient impact at low monitoring. Turn your speakers down. Does the snare still speak? Can you still feel the groove? TNB that survives low volume listening usually translates to clubs, cars, and phones way better. Now, when do you reference? Not constantly. Use scheduled checkpoints. Checkpoint 1. After your drum loop is working, 8 to 16 bars. Check the reference for 30 seconds, your loop for 30 seconds, and write one actionable note. 1. Not 10. Checkpoint 2. After bass and drums groove together. Checkpoint 3. After your first drop arrangement is built. Checkpoint 4. Before mixdown or export. And at each checkpoint, try the one metric per check rule. Decide what you are measuring before you press play. Drum peak feel. Sub stability. High end smoothness. Stereo behavior. One metric. This prevents spiraling into a full mix critique while you're still writing the tune. Let's hit a few common mistakes so you can avoid them. First, referencing without level matching. Louder always sounds better. Always. So gain match with utility on REF bus. Second, using the ROM subgenre reference. A liquid snare and hat balance can completely mislead an Euro tune. Keep your playlist boundaries clean. Third, warping references and wrecking transients. Leave warp off unless alignment is truly necessary. Fourth, trying to copy the entire mix instead of one target. Choose a focus for the session. Drums, bass movement, or arrangement. Fifth, comparing while your master chain is doing a ton. If your master chain is heavy, you're not learning what your actual mix decisions are doing. Keep it light while producing. Now, quick pro tips, especially if you're into darker or heavier DNB. Reference the space, not just the aggression. Heavy tunes often have less going on than you think. Bass creates weight. Use mono checks aggressively. If your bass collapses in mono, your layers are fighting. Bullet bass responsibilities. A clean mono sub. A mid-bass for movement and grit. A top layer for air and texture. This is how you get loud, stable low end without the whole mix turning to soup. And reference transient behavior. In heavy DNB, drums are fast. Compare kick length, snare tail length, hat decay. Sometimes the fix is simply shortening decay or adding a tiny fade out adjustment on one shots. Also, automate micro edits every 8 bars. This IO version is shortened for playback.